Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, you. If you're dealing with really strong anxiety feelings, those overwhelming times when you just wish they would disappear, please know you're not alone. And if you've ever wondered, like so many, how can I get to a place where my mind truly feels safe and calm, then, well, we're here to explore that with you today.
That's right. A lot of people who experience anxiety start to, you know, question what's happening in their own minds and bodies. They're looking for that feeling of security. So the big question we're diving into in this deep dive is, what's the most important thing you can do to help your brain understand it's safe and reassure yourself that everything is okay?
It's so common, isn't it? When those scary feelings pop up, maybe your heart starts racing or you get that tight feeling in your chest, your first thought is probably to figure out what's wrong. You might have seen doctors or spent time, you know, searching online for answers, trying to make the worry go away. But what happens when those things don't give you that lasting calm you're hoping for?
Often, that's when people begin to look at other things that might help. You might have tried making changes to your daily routine, like going for walks, using meditation apps, or practicing specific breathing exercises. Maybe you've considered things like magnesium, or even explored medication and other types of therapies. And while all of these can be helpful pieces of the puzzle, they don't always tackle the main issue on their own.
Exactly. So today we're going to focus on what we believe is the single most important thing you can do to really show your brain that you are safe. We're going to take our time and break it down so you can really see why this can be such a powerful shift.
Okay, let's look at this more closely. The very first thing to understand is where those strong anxiety feelings actually come from. Whether you feel physical things like aches, pains, tummy troubles, or shortness of breath, or if you're dealing with difficult emotions, the root of these experiences is in your brain.
It can be so easy to get caught up in how real those physical feelings are. You feel that pain or discomfort, and it's natural to think, oh, this must be a physical problem. And of course, it's really important to talk to your doctor to make sure there isn't an underlying medical reason for what you're feeling. That's always the right first step.
Absolutely. Getting the all clear from a doctor can be reassuring in some ways, but it can also be confusing and, frankly, frustrating if the symptoms keep happening without a clear medical explanation. This often tells us that the brain is playing a big part in what you're experiencing, and that's why it can be helpful to sort of simplify how you're thinking about overcoming anxiety. So the key insight here is it's your brain, not necessarily just your body, that's creating these experiences. Recognizing this helps us change our focus. It shifts from only trying to fix physical symptoms to also retraining how our brain reacts.
Okay, so you're feeling these uncomfortable things, and your brain is sending out these signals. Now think about this for a moment. What do you usually do when those feelings come up? Take a second and really consider it. Do you get scared? Do you worry about what might be happening? Do you try to push the feeling away or, you know, fight against it?
This raises an important question for you. What's your usual go-to when anxiety hits? Do you try to figure out exactly why it's there? Or maybe focus really hard on every little part of what you're feeling, trying to analyze it, trying to find a solution. These are very common ways to react.
And what's interesting to think about is that these very reactions, these understandable attempts to feel better, can actually have the opposite effect. When you panic or become really fearful, you're accidentally telling your brain that, yes, there is something to be really worried about. You're kind of making the anxiety stronger. Think of your brain like a security system. When you panic and fight, it's like triggering alarms, reinforcing that there's a threat.
Exactly. Your brain is always paying attention to how you respond to things. It doesn't understand words and complicated explanations in the same way we do. Instead, it looks at your actions, your reactions, to figure out if things are safe or dangerous. So if you react to a feeling as if it's a big threat, your brain will likely keep seeing it that way. Acceptance, on the other hand, is like signaling all clear. It calms the system down.
Okay, so if trying to fight the feelings isn't the best way, what is? This is where the idea of responding comes in, right? Instead of that automatic fear reaction, we need to learn a new way to respond to these feelings when they show up. So we've seen that our natural reactions can sometimes backfire. This leads us to the crucial idea of how we can respond differently.
Exactly. Responding in a helpful way means noticing the feeling, acknowledging that it's there, but doing it without getting frustrated or scared or feeling like you have to make it disappear right away.
You mean we should almost welcome the feeling? That sounds really hard when you're in the middle of feeling really, really bad.
It can seem that way at first, yeah. But try to think of the feeling with kindness, almost like it's a message from your brain trying to tell you something, maybe just that it's feeling stressed. Remember, even though it feels very real, it doesn't necessarily mean you're in actual danger.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea of responding really comes down to allowing and accepting that the feeling is there in that moment.
Now, I know some of you listening might be thinking, accepting the feeling, doesn't that mean I'm just giving up? Doesn't it mean I'll feel this way forever?
That's a really common worry, and it's understandable. True acceptance isn't about wanting the feeling to stay, and it's definitely not using acceptance as some kind of trick to make it go away. Real acceptance means that whether the feeling goes away right now or not, it's okay. Your inner peace doesn't depend on that feeling disappearing in that exact moment. So there's a big difference between saying, I accept this so that it will go away, that's conditional, and just plain, I accept that this is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
The first way is like trying to make a deal with your anxiety, and your brain, you know, can often sense that you're still resisting deep down.
So just accepting that it's happening in this moment without any conditions, like, okay, this is here.
Precisely. That second one, unconditional acceptance, is just acknowledging what's real in this moment without any demands or expectations attached to it.
Yeah.
The main reason this acceptance is so helpful is that it starts to show you, maybe for the first time, that the constant struggle, the fixing, the getting rid of, is often what keeps the feelings going strong. It's like hitting a pause button on that frantic cycle of trying to get rid of the anxiety.
So acceptance is kind of like saying, okay, I see you, this feeling is here, without adding all the extra worry and the effort to fight it.
In a way, yes. It's a basic understanding that what you've been trying, maybe for a long time, hasn't been working the way you hoped. It gives you a chance to just be with the feelings, to take a break from the internal fight, and to let them exist without your constant resistance making them stronger. And it's really important to remember that accepting the feelings right now doesn't mean you're signing up to be stuck with them forever. Not at all. It's just acknowledging that the ways you've tried to handle them in the past haven't given you the relief you're looking for, and you're choosing to try a different way forward.
And it's important to remember, right, that even when feelings do get better for a while, they might come back or they might change over time. That happens. So focusing on how we respond inside, that internal shift, is really the key for feeling better in the long run, no matter what specific feelings might pop up later.
Absolutely. That's crucial. And the reality is, even when symptoms do subside, they might reappear or even morph into different sensations over time. It's the nature of anxiety sometimes. So focusing on your internal response, learning that skill, that's the key for long-term well-being, regardless of what specific symptoms might arise down the road.
This makes sense, because when you've been dealing with anxiety for a while, it almost becomes a habit, doesn't it? That automatic focus on every little twinge and feeling.
That's a really important point to understand.
Yes.
Yes. When anxiety sticks around for a while, it can create a strong habit of paying very close attention to every little thing your body feels and every anxious thought that pops into your head. Even if the thing that first triggered your anxiety is no longer there, this habit of being on high alert, of constantly scanning, can keep the anxiety cycle going. So even if the original fire is out, the smoke alarm is still blaring because we've just gotten used to reacting that way. It's a learned pattern.
Right, right. So even if the original fire is out, the smoke alarm is still blaring because we've just gotten used to reacting that way. That really clicks.
Exactly. And the most helpful way to break this habit is by consciously and consistently choosing a positive, accepting response every single time those feelings show up.
Yeah.
So by allowing the feelings to be there without that internal fight, without that resistance, we're sending a completely different message to our brain. We're saying, okay, this is happening, but it's not an emergency. I'm safe.
So by allowing the symptoms to be there without that internal fight, we're sending a completely different message to our brain. We're saying, okay, this is happening, but it's not an emergency. That's the core.
Precisely. By not reacting with fear and resistance, you communicate safety on both a conscious level, what you're thinking, and importantly, a subconscious level, the deeper parts of your brain that control the stress response. Remember, if doctors haven't found any underlying medical problem, your body is fundamentally okay. The constant urge to fix something, to make it go away right now, can actually signal to your brain that something is seriously wrong, even if it isn't. It reinforces the alarm.
And it's not just about outwardly accepting, is it? You mentioned what's going on inside us. So even if we're doing something that seems helpful, like going for a walk, If our real reason deep down is to escape the anxiety, that might still be sending the wrong signal.
That's a very insightful point, yes. The intention, the why behind what you do, really matters to your brain. Walking because you enjoy being in nature, you appreciate the fresh air, your surroundings that communicates safety and well-being to your brain. It's positive. But if you're walking only because you desperately want to outrun or push down your anxiety, your brain can often sense that underlying fear and struggle, which can accidentally make the feeling of danger stronger. It sees the escape attempt.
Okay. This is starting to make a lot more sense. So if we can learn to respond to our anxiety feelings with this kind of acceptance instead of fear, what are some of the bigger changes we might see? Like, what's the payoff?
Well, what's really interesting and encouraging is that once you begin to get better at responding in this accepting way, those other things you might have tried to help, like exercise, supplements, maybe even medication, can start to work much more effectively. That's because they're not being constantly blocked or undermined by your internal fear response anymore. So it's like the foundation needs to be right first. If you're always fighting yourself inside, those other tools might not be able to help as much as they could.
So it's like the foundation needs to be right first. If you're constantly in a state of internal resistance, fighting those feelings, those other tools might not be able to work as effectively. Makes sense.
Exactly. And what's even more encouraging is that when people truly understand deep down that they are fundamentally okay, that these feelings aren't dangerous, they might even find that they don't constantly need those outside things to feel better. These activities, walks, meditation, whatever it is, then become choices you make because you enjoy them and they genuinely add to your well-being rather than something you feel you have to do just to escape anxiety. The motivation changes.
It makes so much sense. I remember when I was going through my own tough times with anxiety, the constant trying and fixing and analyzing, it just kept me stuck. It felt like quicksand. It wasn't until I started to really focus on changing how I responded to those feelings, shifting towards that acceptance piece, that things really started to shift. It was like unlearning all those old ways of reacting that weren't helping. And that's a powerful example for you listening. Recovery is truly about unlearning those old habits, those automatic reactions that don't serve you, and consciously building new, helpful ways of responding until they become your new automatic way of dealing with things.
That's a powerful example, yeah. Recovery is truly about unlearning those old habits that don't serve you and consciously building new helpful ways of responding until they become your new automatic way of dealing with things. And it really highlights the difference, doesn't it, between someone who has maybe a moment of panic or high anxiety and can then move on with their day versus someone who gets caught in that ongoing chronic cycle of anxiety. A lot of it comes down to those learned responses, those habits we build. Knowing how to respond in a helpful way and having that response become almost automatic over time gives you a strong sense of resilience against future anxiety flare-ups. It's like having a steady anchor to hold onto during a storm. You know what to do.
Exactly. And it really highlights the difference between someone who has a moment of panic and can then move on versus someone who gets caught in that ongoing cycle. A lot of it comes down to those learned responses, doesn't it? Knowing how to respond in a helpful way and having that response become almost automatic gives you such a strong sense of resilience against future anxiety flare-ups. It's like having that steady anchor. And I love the idea that even when things feel like a step backward, maybe you react in the old way with the right support, those moments can actually be seen as chances to practice and strengthen those new helpful responses, which ultimately leads to even bigger progress in the long run.
Absolutely. It's all part of the learning journey. Think about learning anything new. Riding a bike, learning an instrument, there will be challenges, wobbles, setbacks along the way. But with consistent effort and the right approach, you will get better. Anxiety recovery is no different.
So to bring it all together for you listening, the most important thing you can do right now, starting today, to help your brain feel safe and to find hope when you're dealing with anxiety is to make a conscious choice about how you react to your feelings. It's about shifting from that place of fear and fighting against yourself towards a place of acceptance and allowing those feelings to be there without judgment, without resistance. Remember, this takes time and consistent effort. It really is a journey of unlearning old patterns and relearning new ones.
This shift, while it might sound simple on the surface, really does take time, patience, and a consistent effort on your part. Be kind to yourself. Remember, you're essentially helping your brain learn a completely new way of responding, letting go of old, ingrained patterns and creating new, healthier ones. Be kind and gentle with yourself throughout this process. There's no race.
But by focusing on this key idea of how you respond, you absolutely can make real significant progress in your healing journey. It's about breaking free from that cycle of fear and taking back your sense of safety and calm bit by bit.
And as you think about this after listening, maybe consider this. How might the ways you're currently reacting to your anxiety, those understandable attempts to control or get rid of it, be accidentally keeping the cycle going? And then how could a thoughtful, compassionate shift in how you respond, moving towards acceptance, open up a new path toward feeling safer and more at peace? This is a process, and sometimes having support makes all the difference. Reaching out for guidance from someone who understands this approach can be incredibly valuable as you take those next steps on your recovery journey.